This morning the lesson will be entitled Doubt Resolved, and it's based on the context from Psalms chapter 73. Psalm 73 is a reflection on the problem of evil with questions of injustice, suffering, and the apparent prosperity of the wicked. It is attributed to Asaph, who was a Levite and a worship leader appointed by King David. A problem stated in life by many is, why do bad things happen to good people and vice versa? Some respond with behavior of fret, despair, bitterness, cynical, and ultimately doubt God. Job asks, shall we actually accept good from God but not accept adversity? Job 2 and verse 10. Some look around, see the problem, and conclude that life is not fair. Asaph said, but as for me, my feet came close to stumbling. My steps had almost slipped. Psalm 73 and verse 2. Faithful man's problem? He saw wicked people and envied their prosperity. Asaph said, for I was envious of the arrogant as I saw the prosperity of the wicked. Psalm 73 and verse 3. They live in pleasure and die in strength and ease. For there are no bands in their death, but their strength is firm. Psalm 73, 4. They have plenty that comes easily, no troubles or struggles. They are not in trouble as other men, neither are they plagued like other men. Read Psalm 73 and verse 5. Some look around and see pride. Some wear it like a gold chain. Therefore, pride compasseth them about as a chain. Violence covereth them as a garment. Psalm 73, 6. Pride wants more, and their wishes are gratified. Their eye bulges with fatness. The imaginations of their heart overflow. Read Psalm 73 and verse 7. Pride corrupts and hearts are seen in their sinful speech. They are corrupt and speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak loftily or from on high. Psalm 73:8. O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. Reads Matthew chapter 12 verses 34. Pride sets the mouth to speak against God Himself. Asaph said in Psalm 73:9, they have set their mouth against the heavens, and their tongue parades through the earth. Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of His saints to execute judgment upon all, and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds, which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches, which ungodly sinners have spoken against Him. Reads Jude verses 14 and 15. When some look around, they see popularity. Most of the world worship success. Therefore, His people return hither, and waters of a full cup are wrung out to them. Reads Psalm 73:10. They think that God does not know all. They say, how does God know? And is there knowledge with the Most High? Psalm 73:11. The Bible says, neither is there any creature that is not manifest in His sight. But all things are naked and open unto the eyes of Him with whom we have to do. Reads Hebrews 4 and verse 13. Popularity of the wicked is a real stumbling block. Behold, these are the ungodly who prosper in the world. They increase in riches. Read Psalm 73 and verse 12. If we are to resolve our doubts, we must look within. This is a personal upheaval. Wages of holiness seem to be affliction. Surely in vain I have kept my heart pure, and wash my hands in innocence. Psalm 73:13. Some look within with continued grief, unfair treatment, and injustice. For I've been stricken all the day and punished every morning. Psalm 73:14. As the apostles, we should strengthen the souls of the disciples, encouraging them to continue in the faith. It is through many tribulations that we must enter the kingdom of God, reads Acts 14 and verse 22. It may not always be wise to speak our thoughts. Psalm 73:15 reads, "If I had said I will speak this way, behold, I would have betrayed the generation of your children." The Bible says, "Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer every man." Colossians 4 and verse 6. Asaph's theology did not square up with the hard facts of life. He said, "When I thought to know this, it was too painful for me." Psalm 73:16. He needed to solve the problem and enjoy quietness. If we are to resolve doubts, we need to look upward and adore the God of grace. Ultimately, things of this world do not really matter. We should take the wider view. Psalm 73:17 reads, "Until I entered the sanctuary of God, then I perceived their end." Paul said, "Though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." Read 2 Corinthians 4:16 through 18. Earthly prosperity is like a rainbow. A rainbow is beautiful, fleeting, and often elusive. Likewise, earthly prosperity is not a permanent state, but rather a transient and sometimes unpredictable occurrence, much like the appearance of a rainbow after a storm. Asaph said, "You indeed put them on slippery ground. You dropped them into ruin," Psalm 73:18. "For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them," Proverbs 1 and verse 32. "Thus saith the Lord thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way, that thou shouldest go," Isaiah 48 and verse 17. Slippery ground exposes to sudden destruction. "Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever man soweth, that shall he reap," Galatians 6 and verse 7. One may have delights now, but will then be lost. Oh, how they are destroyed in a moment. They are utterly swept away by sudden terror, read Psalm 73 and verse 19. "For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" Matthew 16 and verse 26. Psalms 37, verses 35 and 30 through 37 reads, "I have seen the wicked in great power, and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yet I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect or complete man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace." In Psalm 73:20, God's goodness is compared to a sleep. "As a dream when one awaketh, so, O Lord, when thou awakest, thou shalt despise their image." Like the rich man and Lazarus, one day we all will be awakened after physical death, either in torment or in comfort. Luke 16:19-31. The Bible says, God hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, in that he hath raised him from the dead. Acts 17:31. Asaph gained insight into his own heart and mind. He said, thus my heart was grieved, and I was pricked in my reins. So foolish was I and ignorant. I was as a beast before thee. Read Psalm 73:21-22. Asaph grieved, for the pain of inward struggle had been intense. He acted foolishly by envying fools. He demonstrated ignorance while thinking like one who knows nothing. He behaved like a beast while thinking and acting like an animal instead of a believer in God. If we are to resolve doubts, we need to look ahead and renew our allegiance to God. Thankfully, Asaph had a complete turnabout to the true source of hope. Psalm 73:23 reads, nevertheless, I am continually with thee. Thou hast holden me by my right hand. Continually means always, without change, and no interruption. The unsaved may have health, wealth, and worldly success, but they don't have God. No matter how much worldly success one has, it is nothing compared to spiritual success. From Psalm 73:24, we find that Asaph is done with criticizing. He said, thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. Psalm 73:24. So now he puts his hand in the Father's hand and asks to be led. So let us also ask to be led. For this God is our God forever. He will be our guide even unto death. Read Psalm 48:14. Afterward means we can put up with the present when we see the future. After afflictions, doubts, and fears, the faithful servant in the parable of the talents heard, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord, reads Matthew 25:21. Asaph turned from superficial to eternal treasure. He said, whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee, read Psalm 73:25. Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Galatians 2:20. For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Philippians 1:21. Asaph's own power had already failed and would fail him in death. He said, my flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Psalm 73:26. God would not fail him. All else passes quickly. Hebrews 1:10-11 reads, and thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thine hands. They shall perish, but thou remainest, and they all shall wax old as doth a garment. We can rely on God forever, not just for a year or a million years. For the faithful we have an inheritance, incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. Reads 1 Peter 1:4. Many are unclean. The Lord's servant must be pure. For lo, they that are far from thee shall perish. Thou hast destroyed all them that go a-whoring from thee. Psalm 73:27. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, spiritually speaking, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Reads James 4 and verse 4. The closer we are to God, the less we are affected by any distraction in this world. But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works. Read Psalm 73 and verse 28. Notice from this passage the language of prayer. It is good for me to draw near to God. The language of faith. I have put my trust in the Lord God. And the language of praise, that I may declare all thy works. In closing, did the world situation change? No, ASAP changed, and so can we when it is needed. God is always good despite what circumstances look like. Psalm 73 and verse 1. We should spend much time in worship to glorify Him. Ephesians 3:21. And grow in His grace and His knowledge, 2 Peter 3 and verse 18. Invite the lost to draw near. Read the Word, meditate, obey, serve, pray, and assemble. Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though your sins be red like crimson, they shall be as wool, reads Isaiah 1 verse 18. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest, Matthew 11, 28. And now my tears out, that is my way, arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, call on the name of the Lord, Acts 22, 16. If you've been baptized already, but haven't remained faithful, repent therefore this thy wickedness, and pray God if perhaps the thought of thy heart may be forgiven thee. Reads Acts 8 and verse 22. If you have a need, please come without delay, while together we stand and sing.
Shall we gather at the river where that